This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Hey, good evening, Rabbi Sar. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Nedarim. We begin in the Mishnah. Tonight we're doing Nun Beis Amud Aleph. We begin Nun Aleph Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Hanoidim in Hecholav Mutar Bakum. One made an eder to Aser milk. He's mutar in whey. Whey is a liquid product that could be separated from milk. It's high in protein. It's good for muscle mass. Rabbi Yossi Oyser. Rabbi Yossi says, no. If you aser milk, you're aser in whey. Min hakum, if he asers whey, mutar b'chalav. He's mutar in milk. According to our Gersa, Rabbi Yossi doesn't argue about this. Rabbi Yossi only says if you aser milk, you're aser in whey. He doesn't say if you aser whey, you're aser in milk. Says the Ran, Hanoid min hachalav mutar b'kum, kum haino mayim hayos min hachalav v'karen lai siro. Kum is water that comes out of milk. It's called siro. Rabbi Yossi oyser b'gemar mafarish taima. Min hakum mutar b'chalav l'fum lishna d'masnis d'mashar yossi nami moid b'ha. From the Lashon of the Mishnah's Mashma, the Rabbi Yossi agrees here that if you ask her away, you're permitted in milk. However, the Brice and the Gemara, they argue. In other words, according to the Brice, Rabbi Yossi would say that if you ask her away, you would also be asr in milk. The Mishnah continues, Hanoidim in Abasar, one who makes a neder from meat, no, I'm sorry. Abish, do you have that in the Mishnah? In our Gersa, Abishol Oimer, Abishol says, Hanoidim in Hagvina, if you aser cheese, aser ba, your aser bein malucha, whether it's salted, utfelo, or unsalted. Hanoidim in Habasar, if you aser meat, mutter beroitev, your mutter in the gravy. Uve kippa. Let's see what kippa is. Says the Ran, Hanoidir min hagvina, asur bein malucha bein tvela, deloy tema bnei shereiv agvinas maluchais, hach stama malucha mashma. Don't say, well, most cheeses are salty, so therefore, stam cheese is salty. Kamashmala, no, well, cheese is cheese. If you aser meat, your mutter in the gravy and the kippah, says the Ran. Mutter beroitev uve kippah. Kippah hainu dak dak shel basar sheyored l'shulei kedera. Kippah is the thin strands of meat that fall to the bottom of the pot. Because you only aser the meat proper, not the gravy and not the thin strands. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda Oiser, Rabbi Yehuda asers the gravy and the thin strands. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said. So this is Rabbi Yehuda asers. Rabbi Yehuda asers. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda asers. Now, however, one second. Which doesn't make so much sense, because Rabbi Yehuda asers. The first Rabbi Yehuda, who changes it? Really? I don't have that in my Gemara. Okay. So Mutter Bravigiv, Rabbi Yehuda, okay. Let me see, which Ran? Oh, the Ran that says, okay, let's read a little bit further. So again, the words of my mission say Rabbi Yehuda asers. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa v'asar aleinu Rabbi Tarfon v'beitzim shenishbashlu imai. There's a story that a guy asered meat, and Rav Tarfain asered the eggs that were cooked with it. So that proves that when you asser meat, you asser the gravy and the strands with it. So if you look in the Ran, Amar Rav Yehuda Maisa v'asar aleinu l'sayei al Rav Yosi Maisi hachovda. This supports Rav Yosi. Okay, so the Ran clearly had the gears of Rav Yosi. So this shows that when you asser meat, when somebody makes a neder to asser meat, he's assering what's cooked along with it. Amrulai, they said to him, Kein hadavar, it is true, Rav Tarfain said this, but not in all cases. Emasai, when did Rav Tarfain asar the eggs? Bizman sheyoymer, when the guy said, Basar ze alai, this meat on me. Shahanoidir min hadavar, he asered something, v'nesariv ba'achar. So then we say, since he asered this thing means this and whatever taste it gives. So im yesh boi benoy sein tam, aser. If there's less than 60 in the mixture, it's aser. If it's more than 60, it would be mutter. The Ran here, as you can see, deals with an epic question. You might notice that this is one of this Ran is one of the bigger Rans. Yeah, you may notice that. The Ran deals with the following question. For those who join us for Taruvos, which we start, Bezos Hashem, a week from tonight is the first Taruvos Shir. This is a major topic in Issur V'Heter. Namely, this implies if you have Shishim, it would become Batal. But the question is, why would it become Batal? It's Aser B'Neder. A Neder is Davar Sheyesh Le'Matirin. Davar sheyesh le'matirin afilu be'elef le'batal. Something that will eventually become mutter will not become batal even in 1,000. Okay, davar sheyesh le'matirin afilu be'elef le'batal. So the Ran, because of this question, is forced to say chidushim noiraim, which is one of the part of the basis of Hilchas Taruvos. Hopefully, in the Eon Shir on Sunday, we could discuss some of that. Okay? So, back to the ranch, they said back to him, the Tanakhama said back, it's true that Rav Tarfain asered, but that's when the neder's on a particular piece of meat. Sam yesh l'benoy sein tam aser. However, if you didn't aser a particular piece of meat, you just asered meat in general, then we say only meat is aser. We do not say that the gravy or the strands of meat are aser. Okay, so let's see the Ran. Amrulai bali machlakusa shel Rabbi Yosi, those who argued on Rabbi Yosi said back to him, Kein hadavar kamosha atameit, like you testify. Aval ein zu raya. This is not a raya to your position. Shalai aser Rav Tarfain ele bezman she'amar basar ze'alai. Rav Tarfain only asered, only if you say, this meat upon me. Dekivin de'amar ze'ah, since you said this, shavya anavshe chaticha de'yisura. You rendered it a piece of iser. Ve'aser be'yotze mimenu. And your aser, whatever comes out from it. Your aser in its... Since you asser this piece of meat, so then you're asser in the eggs, because the eggs took on the taste. Sha'noidim min adover, klemer dover zeh, v'nesariv ba'acher, im yesh b'b'noisin tam, im yesh b'min ha'oiser, k'dei litein tam, b'shal heter, k'goin deleka shishim, shal heter hareza asser. Okay. The Mishnah continues. Hanoidim and Ayayin. Son makes another from wine. Mutter betavshel sheyesh by tam yayin. He's mutter in a dish that has the taste of wine. So the question is, you know, what exactly is the chiddush over here? Is this the exact same case as the previous by meat? So we're going to see it's slightly different. By meat, the question is noisein tam. If you answer the meat itself, so we say mutter baroitev uvekipa. Why? Because you're only answering the meat itself. So let's read this case. Hanodimen ayayin mutter betav shel sheish by tam yayin. If you answer wine, he's mutter in tavshel that has the taste of wine. Why? Because you're asering the wine itself. You're not asering the taste. So if you noidim in ayayin, you're mutter b'tavshish by tam yayin. So this obviously is going according to who? The chachamim. Let's see. The Rosh says, Kerabana under Rabbi Yehuda, that when you aser something, you only aser the thing itself, not the taste. However, Amar koinum yayin zesh anitayim, but if you aser this wine, so then you're asering the wine and the taste of it, v'nafal atavshol, and the taste falls into a cooked dish, im yeshboi b'noi saint tam, hareza aser. If it gives taste, then it's aser. Okay, that's the Mishnah. That is Nun Bey's Amud Aleph.
Why is it so easily accepted that if you're answering the wine, you're not answering the fish? It's like so pushed that.
Because you didn't.
I mean, wine is part of the wine is enjoying the taste of it. Like why are they not interlocked with each other? I mean, they're so pushed. No, it's not. Is there a source, or is that somewhere else?
I think it's part of, you know, Nadarim go by Lashon B'nei Adam, and when people say meat, they mean the meat itself, you know. But you're right. But if he says this Yayin, right, so then the thing itself has Isser, so then it's Noisein Tam, like all Isser, which is Noisein Tam. But if you just say wine in general, then what your Kavana, we assume your Kavana is only wine itself. Okay. But we're going to do part of Nun Beis Amud Beis. It's an opportunity to do, to get ahead a little bit. Okay, here we go.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.